Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Long E sentences, practice reading phonics, vowel sounds, with 100% sight words, is an early reading practice book by Chris DiPaolo in the Learn to Read with Phonics Sentences series. Based on its title and positioning, the book is best understood as a focused phonics reader rather than a general literacy textbook or storybook. Its purpose is narrow and practical to give beginning readers repeated sentence-level exposure to the long E vowel sound while keeping surrounding vocabulary limited to sight. Words. This design reduces the number of competing decoding demands, allowing children to concentrate on one phonics feature at a time. The book fits within the broader category of phonics sentence practice, a format often used by parents, tutors, and teachers to bridge the gap between learning individual sounds and reading connected text, because public information about the book is limited. Its value is most reliably assessed through its stated instructional focus controlled practice, vowel sound reinforcement, and early reading fluency development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a narrow focus on long E sound recognition. The defining feature of the book is its concentration on the long E vowel sound. In early phonics instruction, isolating one sound can be useful because beginning readers often struggle when too many spelling and sound patterns are introduced at once. A book centered on long E gives the learner repeated opportunities to hear, see, and read words that share the same vowel sound. This repetition supports sound recognition, especially for children who are still developing the habit of connecting printed letters with spoken language. The value is not merely that the child sees long E words, but that the child encounters them in a predictable instructional setting. Such predictability can reduce guessing and encourage attention to the vowel sound itself. Long E can appear in multiple English spellings, so repeated practice helps children notice that a single sound may be represented in different ways, even without assuming the exact word list used in the book. The title makes clear that the instructional center is not broad vocabulary expansion or comprehension strategy instruction, but concentrated phonics reinforcement through one vowel category. Secondly, controlled sentences built around sight word familiarity. The subtitle emphasizes that the practice sentences use 100% sight words, which points to a controlled reading approach. Sight words are words young. Readers are expected to recognize quickly, either because they are common or because they do not always follow simple phonetic expectations. By limiting sentences to sight words while targeting a specific vowel sound, the book aims to reduce the cognitive load on the reader. A child does not have to decode every unfamiliar word from scratch while also practicing the long E sound. Instead, familiar high-frequency words create a supportive frame for the targeted phonics element. This matters because early readers can become overwhelmed when phonics practice is mixed with too many new vocabulary items. Controlled sentences allow reading practice to feel more manageable and measurable. The approach also supports repeated reading, since the same common words can appear across many sentence contexts. This type of design is especially useful for learners who need confidence and automaticity before moving into less predictable books. Thirdly, sentence-level practice, as a bridge beyond word lists. A significant instructional choice in the book is its use of sentences rather than only isolated words. Word lists can help children identify a sound pattern, but they do not fully prepare learners for the rhythm, spacing, and meaning demands of actual reading. Sentence-level practice adds a layer of fluency work while still remaining controlled. The learner must process words in sequence, keep track of basic meaning, and maintain attention across a complete unit of text. This bridge is important because many children can read a phonics list correctly, but hesitate when the same words appear in connected text. Sentences also support phrasing and pacing, two skills that become more important as readers advance. In a book focused on long E, the sentence format lets the target sound appear within a realistic reading flow. This makes the practice more useful than simple repetition alone. The learner is not just naming sounds, but applying phonics knowledge in a format closer to ordinary reading. Fourthly, phonics reinforcement without broad curriculum complexity. The book appears to serve a supplementary role rather than functioning as a complete reading curriculum. Its strength lies in its narrowness. A comprehensive phonics program may cover consonants, short vowels, long vowels, blends, digraphs, spelling rules, comprehension, and writing. By contrast, this title focuses on one vowel sound and one practice format. That limitation can be useful when a child needs extra practice with a specific skill. It allows an adult to select the book as a targeted intervention rather than working through unrelated lessons. The title also suggests an efficient structure for review sessions, tutoring, homeschool reinforcement, or classroom small group practice. However, the same narrowness means the book should not be expected to teach all aspects of reading. It is best viewed as a practice tool for reinforcing an already introduced concept. its educational value depends on being placed within a broader sequence where children also learn other vowel sounds, word patterns, comprehension habits, and real text engagement. Lastly, practical use for repetition, assessment, and confidence building. A focused sentence practice book can be useful not only for instruction, but also for informal assessment. When a child reads multiple sentences built around a target vowel sound, an adult can observe whether errors cluster around that sound, around sight word recognition, or around general fluency. This makes the book practical for parents and teachers who want a simple way to check progress without administering a formal test. Repetition also supports confidence. Beginning readers often benefit from materials that feel achievable, especially when they can recognize many words and concentrate on one new or difficult feature. Because the book uses a tightly controlled concept, it can be reread over several sessions without changing the instructional goal. The main caution is that confidence gained from controlled text must eventually transfer to less controlled books. The book is therefore most effective when used as one step in a progression. Introduce the long E sound. Practice it in controlled sentences. Then apply it in broader reading contexts. In conclusion, long E sentences is best suited for beginning readers who are learning or reviewing long vowel sounds, especially children who need focused practice with the long E sound in connected text. It may be useful for parents supporting early reading at home, tutors working on targeted phonics gaps, homeschool instructors, and classroom teachers who want short controlled practice material for small groups or independent reinforcement. Its practical benefit is specificity rather than presenting a wide range of phonics concepts. It narrows attention to one vowel sound and frames that practice through sentences made from sight words. This can help children move from recognizing sounds in isolation to applying them while reading complete sentence units. Intellectually, the book reflects a structured literacy principle early readers benefit when new decoding demands are carefully limited and repeated. Compared with broader phonics workbooks, decodable readers, or general sight word books, it stands out because of its combination of long E sound focus, sentence practice, and controlled vocabulary. It should not be treated as a complete reading program, but as a targeted practice resource. Its strongest role is reinforcement, fluency support, and skill consolidation after the learner has been introduced to the long E concept. If you would like to support Christy Paulo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.